Kathleen Emery joining us. And Kathleen, good morning here at World Dairy Expo. And you got one day down and just a handful more to go here.
Yeah, good morning, Joseph. I'm happy to be here.
So a little background about yourself. You're born here in Wisconsin. You've been in Wisconsin for, oh, geez, what, 30
years?
I wasn't going to say that, but you're in Madison area. You said, what, 30 years or so in the Madison?
I've been living in the Madison area for 30 years, yes.
Okay.
And before that, I was in La Crosse. So.
Okay. So how long have you been with Micogen Seeds as an agronomist?
So I'm a dairy nutritionist with Micogen, and before that, I was a practicing dairy veterinarian in Wisconsin for 12 years. So 12 years in practice and 12 years with Micogen.
See, we were talking John Erickson, that's why I said agronomist, and he was stuck in my head, so I'm going to blame him for that this morning. But yesterday we had a chance to talk about Unified, which was introduced last year here at World Dairy. This product here, are you guys getting some initial feedback on what people feel and how successful it's been so far for farmers?
So this Unified product is really exciting. We had two university trials that have been very positive, and we were very excited to bring it to the market last year. We've had it on a couple of trial dairies in Wisconsin where we, you know, measured dry matter intake and milk production, energy-corrected milk last year, two dairies in Wisconsin. And then many more dairies have planted it and harvested it this year, so we're very excited to see, you know, a wider expanse of use.
And I'm guessing that's the goal, just to get a bigger sample size here as you enter the second year, right?
Yeah, it's really exciting to measure the actual tonnage. You know, instead of just looking at, oh, this is really tall corn, we actually measure it, we weigh it, you know, we mark off the field. So we have tonnages, and the tonnages on the Unified have been very compatible with our BMR products.
Is that the goal? I mean, from a farmer's side, saying, geez, I want better digestibility, but then again, I don't want to lack any tonnage. You know, you don't want to give up something to gain something. It seems like with Unified, they're not giving up anything or sacrificing any sort of component.
Well, that's why we wanted to measure the tonnage, because people traditionally have said BMR has had issues with yields, and so we wanted to make sure that we knew that the Unified was going to perform just like our BMRs, and they have actually done better than we expected. And on the farm, what we consistently are seeing is about 3.5 pounds of energy-corrected milk after about 6 weeks of ensilement. So really positive things, where farmers won't have to store their corn silage till after Christmas so that the starch is available to the cows. We can give those kind of results right out of the gate with just minimal ensilement.
Now, Kathleen, I'm sure some farmers are saying, geez, how much more improving can we do when it comes to corn silage? But there's a demand. I'm sure we can always continue to strive for something better and bigger, right?
Well, when you think about it, even BMRs have taken a little bit of a ding because of the starch digestibility to the kernels. And so this new product was about 10 years in the making, where we paired the digestibility with our BMRs with a softer kernel so that the prolamine matrix around the kernel is more easily digested by the siloacids, and that starch is more available to the cows. So farmers traditionally hate seeing corn in the manure of the cows. You know, they feel like that's money just going out the back door for the turkeys on the field. We don't care about the turkeys in the field. We want to feed our cows, and we want to do it most efficiently. So Unified is allowing us to do that.
I'm glad you mentioned the word efficiency, because when you talk innovation, I think that fuels inefficiency. And, you know, I'll give you back a little more on the dollar side, what you're putting in, a little more return and maximizing that return, like you mentioned.
And that's exactly what we need right now in these times of lower than average milk prices. People have to get the most out of the least. And so Unified is allowing farmers to do that. For an example, we had we Unified on Kepke Farms in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, last year and the year before that. And it was encouraging for me to see that when the farm switched into their Unified corn silage 6 weeks after harvest, they immediately saw a 3.5 pound energy-corrected milk increase over their BMR that had been in the silo bag for the past year. And primarily, most of that efficiency is coming from increased milk fat. Ohio State did some research in the rumen of the cow and found that some of the intermediates that are created in the rumen that create milk fat depression are decreased when Unified is being fed. So we think that might be the reason we have better milk fat with the Unified product. But at any rate, it's very exciting to actually see these results on farm.
Kathleen, is that where you get farmers to buy in? I mean, you can drop a 10-page report on research, but then you mention those numbers. Is that where they kind of, the thing clicks and they say, oh, okay, that's where it's going to help us out? And you mention the increased components and increased milk as well.
Well, that's, yes, but we are very science-driven. So we hang our hat on our research, and we have over 20 university trials that prove the value of Mycogen BMR for milk production. This new product has only 2 university research trials, but now these farm trials are, you know, they're reinforcing what we've seen in the research lab. So, yeah.
And Kathleen, you get expertise to come with the product, such as yourself and other nutritionists, that you work hand in hand. It's not you drop the bags of seed off and, hey, we'll see you next year. It's a hand in hand sort of relationship you guys have.
Yeah, well, I support our customers, and I also support the dealers that sell our seed. So if anyone has any kind of question or problem, you know, we're here to help. We're here to help those farmers.
Kathleen, folks, coming to World Dairy Expo, you're located just kind of over this way, as I point, and people can see that on the radio, but you guys are in the arena building, correct?
We are in the arena building way back there by the Forage Super Bowl, World Forage Super Bowl samples. So if anyone is coming to Expo, please stop by and talk to us. We'd be happy to show you the winning samples that we have from Mycogen, and we'd love to see anyone.
Folks can also go online. Simply you put in your zip code and you can find out anybody in your general area, right?
Right. If you go to mycogen.com, there's a bar where you can type in your zip code and you'll see your territory manager, your agronomist, and your nutritionist, which is probably me if you're from Minnesota or Wisconsin. We're here to help you.
Right. Kathleen Emery joining us here on Party Line program this morning here on KASM Radio. Kathleen, I appreciate your time. I apologize for my cold hands for some reason. I don't know why I'm cold. It's going to warm up today, right?
It's going to be 80 today, so.
And then 40 tomorrow, right?
Right. That's Wisconsin.
Kathleen, thank you very much, okay? Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. You're on KASM Radio from a World Dairy Expo.